Here with us to discuss that today is a doctor in philosophy, none other than Julie Robert from the University of Technology, Sydney. Welcome on the show, Julia.
Hi.
So can you please explain to our listeners why perhaps stopping the consumption of alcohol for a month doesn't necessarily target the root of binge drinking?
Well, when you think about the people who are making the headlines about alcohol use and misuse, we're talking about young people who, you know, might head down to the cross, get roaring drunk, and then start a punch-up, so the alcohol-fueled violence. These aren't typically the people who are going to sign up for a cancer fundraiser. And then we also have the people who are very set up in their habits, who might have 5 or 6 beers a day, that sort of thing. Again, these aren't the people who are going to sign up for a month of sobriety. They're, for whatever reason, kind of enmeshed in their habits. The people who take these initiatives up, who do Dry July, are often the people who are looking for an excuse to change their habits already. And Dry July, FebFast, October, they provide a good excuse and a social legitimizing function. So you can opt out and say, oh, I'm doing Dry July, and everybody goes, oh, okay, that's fine.
Okay, and so do you think this campaign fails to address the people who genuinely need to take a respite from alcohol consumption? Okay, that might be the case, but are there more effective ways of going about that then?
For the people who really need to, all of these campaigns say that you should actually be consulting a doctor because if you are truly alcohol dependent, there can be side effects of just drinking out cold turkey. So they want you doing that as a medical process. These are fundraisers. These are people who run a philanthropic campaign. They're not medical professionals. And so if you are alcohol dependent, they want you doing that under medical supervision. For the casual drinkers who are maybe looking to cut back a little bit, that's their core market.
Okay, and so you spoke a bit about that core market or target audience. And is there any kind of age demographic that Dry July is really trying to appeal to?
They're going to find their biggest audience among the people who are probably already taking a look at their relationship with alcohol anyway. So the people who are in their 30s, have entered their 30s, into their 40s, frankly, the ones probably like me who don't pull up so well after a big night anymore. Those are the people that Dry July is going to appeal most to. And also a lot of women who might be looking to have kids. That's actually an interesting little sub-demographic.
Well, there you go. I mean, you may be surprised to hear this, but I'm a bit younger than 30, and I'm actually undertaking Dry July myself. But I find this really interesting. It's the idea of whether or not people can undertake this safely. Now, I'm not a huge drinker. I don't drink at home. I usually only drink when I'm out with friends. Like a lot of people, I think that's the case. That, you know, maybe you might have a quiet drink at dinner or something like that. Mm-hmm. So I mean, there are other campaigns such as Hello Sunday Morning. What's that looking to actually achieve in Australia?
Well, Hello Sunday Morning's a bit different because what they're really aiming to do isn't to raise money for a good cause. They're specifically targeting our relationship with alcohol and trying to get people to be more mindful about their consumption. And so sometimes that's a three-month pledge to go without drinking, but it can also be, for instance, no drinking midweek and a maximum of 2 or 3 on the weekend sort of thing. So it's a little bit different, and there isn't that driving component of, you know, raising money for charity.
Okay, and now I want to ask a question around the drinking culture within Australia, because do you think it's one that does encourage binge drinking, or are we more likely to have a 2 or 3 glasses of wine or something of comparable value across a week on a nightly basis, or are we a kind of drinking culture that does encourage going out and having a lot of alcohol at once on a weekend or a Friday night?
I think when you talk about a society as diverse as Australia, you're going to get a little bit of everything. There is certainly a culture among younger drinkers that the binge drinking is really something to be done, and it's glamorized, and that's why we've had so many campaigns that are trying to focus on, you know, being a classy drinker. But there are also a lot of people for whom, you know, the Friday night drinks are after work at the office. Those are really interesting, and campaigns like Dry July, like FebFast, when you sign up to do them, they'll even send you text messages on Friday afternoon kind of just-in-time messaging, saying, do you need to reconsider that aspect of your drinking culture?
Okay, and so I suppose thinking about the health side of giving up alcohol for a month, withstanding those that might be, you know, that might actually suffer from withdrawal of alcohol, withstanding those select cases, a lot of alcoholic beverages have a lot of carbohydrates. Some of them are quite sugary drinks, or as well as even containing caffeine. Is it is Dry July or month like where a process where you remove yourself from consuming alcohol, one that can have a multitude of health benefits that actually aren't just about abstaining from alcoholic consumption?
Well, the research is certainly bearing that out in the short and the medium term. People are losing weight. They have better liver function. People report that their skin looks clearer, that they sleep better. As a result, they have more energy. They don't lose the Sunday mornings or the Saturday mornings to the hangovers. They're exercising more. Typically, what happens is people don't just cut out alcohol. They often try and cut out other unhealthy things. They try and exercise more, do something different with their time. So there is a real snowball effect in terms of other health benefits. And so for most people in society, giving up alcohol for a month is certainly going to do you some good and certainly won't do you any harm.
Thank you very much for joining the program.
Thank you very much for having me.